Welcome back, bakers. Today's recipe is not difficult, but it does know when you're nervous. We're making Swiss roll and lemon drizzle. A Swiss roll, a cake that starts flat, gets rolled up, unrolled, filled, rolled again, and somehow expects you to stay calm the entire time. It's basically a baking trust exercise. So what do we need? 3 eggs, 90 grams of sugar, 90 grams of plain flour, some jam, and 150 ml of whipped cream. You can use buttercream if you wish. Entirely up to you. For your oven temperatures, 180 fan, 200 electric, and gas mark 6. Nutritional value? About 240 kcal per slice. And the cost? About 220 per roll. So the first job. Eggs and sugar. Whisk them up until they're pale and thick, and practically doubled in volume. You're aiming for a cloud-like, not mildly optimistic custard. This takes a few minutes, and it's an arm day. If it starts to ache, then it's definitely working. While whisking, this is where the kitchen chat happens. You start telling stories. Forget about what you're saying. Just about keep whisking, like you're solving a problem and they're through all the air bubbles that you're creating in the mixture. And then secondly, gently fold in the flour. Don't stir, not beat. Just fold, just turn it over, turn it over. Like you're handling something that could take offence. And then spread it into a lined tray, nice and even. No dramatic mountains on one side. And then pop in the oven for about 10 minutes until lightly golden and springy. Lay out the baking paper. Dust it with sugar. Any type, caster, granulated. Both are fine. And turn the cake out while warm. And roll it up straight away. Yes, it's hot. Yes, it feels risky. This is cake bravery. Leave it to cool. Rolled up, of course. This teaches it its shape. Once cooled, gently unroll. It might crack a little, but that's character, not failure. Spread the jam and whipped cream in, all over, nice and evenly, and then roll again, slowly, confidently, like you've done this the whole of your life. And to Baker's Corner. Roll it while slightly warm is better. That's the golden rule. Cold cake equals dramatic cracks and emotional speeches. The Swiss roll is one of those bakes where, when it works, you stand back like you've just engineered a bridge. Slice it and admire it. And pretend it was effortless. And there you have it. Swiss roll. Great with a cup of tea. In fact, great any time. Now, our second recipe today is lemon drizzle cake, and it smells like optimism. The cake is equivalent to opening a window on a fresh morning, bright, sharp, sweet, and completely incapable of being ignored. So here's what we need. 225 grams of butter, 225 grams of caster sugar, 4 eggs, 225 grams of self-raising flour, the zest of 2 lemons, and the juice of 2 lemons. 100 grams of caster sugar for the drizzle. Your oven temperatures, fan 160, electric 180, and gas mark 4. Nutritional value, about 340 kcals per slice. Cost about £2.40 a cake. So how do we start? We start by creaming the butter and the sugar. This should look pale and fluffy, like it has an opinion about soft furnishings. Add the eggs, one at a time. If it curdles, don't panic. A spoonful of flour normally fixes most kitchens' drama. Then fold in the flour and a lemon zest. The smell at this stage is already doing emotional repairs. And then tip it into a lined loaf tin and smooth the top. Bake for about 45 minutes. And this is where the kitchen starts to smell like a bakery on a good day. Then once it's out of the oven, get your drizzle mixed. Mix the lemon juice, sugar while the cake bakes. It looks simple. It's not. This is personality of the cake. When the cake comes out, poke holes all over it with a skewer. And then pour the drizzle slowly. Let it soak in. It's not a race. This is a flavour absorption ceremony. Enter Baker's Corner. At the drizzle stages, pour, wait, and repeat slowly for maximum zing. Don't throw it all on at once. Lemon drizzle cake is one of those bakes where people say, "Ooh, just a small slice," and then quietly return later, like dessert detectives. It's cheerful, reliable, and tastes like you know exactly what you're doing. Well, that's it for this episode. Swiss roll and lemon drizzle cake. Can't go far wrong with both of these. So keep on sending those pics and then recipes, which is part of the fun for me. And until next time, keep it sweet. Keep it simple. Keep on baking. Thanks for listening.